Economic woes are on the minds of believers in North Africa, but so is the freedom to practice what they believe. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and we're asking, if someone has rights but is never told what they are, how will they ever be enforced? Ministries are working on these topics and more, and we'll tell you why it matters. We'll begin today with a look at the widespread protests in Sudan earlier this year. They eventually led to longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir's ouster. Now the transitional government is trying to keep Sudan's economy afloat until elections of 2022. Sudan's Christians face challenges too. Namely, how to secure religious freedom no matter who comes to power, and at the same time, keep ministry moving forward. Ken, a gospel worker focused on Sudan, says reaching the unreached needs to remain a priority.
There's about 42 million people in Sudan today. The vast majority of them are Muslim and have no knowledge or understanding of Jesus Christ at all.
Many of Sudan's unreached people groups are oral, which means they don't use traditional methods of reading or writing to learn or communicate.
They have no reason, for the most part, to learn to read and write, and certainly they should not have to wait till that happens before they understand God's word and Jesus' love.
Outreach projects are underway, and we've got the details in the full report at our website. For now,
we need to bathe this in prayer over the next 2 or 3 years, because there's a lot at stake here. For instance, choosing a translation team for the oral Bible stories. If people around them find out what they're doing, there'd be huge negative repercussions.
Pray for gospel growth among Sudan's unreached people groups.
This is the last mile. The easy ones are done. These guys aren't reached for a reason. These are the tough ones.
Next, first-generation Christians can face hardship with family members who don't support the faith. Now imagine you're the first believer in your family as a child. In Mission India's 10-day children's Bible clubs, they introduce kids to the gospel through skits, songs, and prayer. Eric Morset with Mission India says,
oftentimes these kids are coming from non-Christian backgrounds, and so families for the first time have to kind of answer the question of whether or not they want their kids to learn about Jesus.
Once these kids are allowed to go to a 10-day children's Bible club, many of them start relationships with Christ. This can trigger a ripple effect where whole families come to know Jesus. Throughout December, Mission India has their Christmas Joy Matching Challenge. Every dollar donated to their 10-day children's Bible clubs will be matched up to $425,000.
So if you provide $10, that actually is going to double. If you provide $100, that's 200 children that will be able to come to a 10-day children's Bible club.
Tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, a great time to help Mission India. Details at missionnews.org. Also,
pray that when they attend that their hearts and minds would be open, and God, in the next few weeks and months, will prepare those kids to hear the saving truth of Jesus. And also just pray for their families, and may they be open and receptive to their kids attending.
And every child has rights, but not every child knows it. Sat7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is teaching kids their rights and offering the love of Christ. Puzzle is a program from Sat7 Academy that airs on both Sat7 Kids and Sat7 Arabic channels. Juliana Sphere, the Sat7 Academy brand manager, explains the program.
Puzzle is a game show where we convey learning in a fun way. So we teach children their rights through games. And the best way to do it is through professionals. So we reach out to professionals who do this. We use a lot of positive psychology coach. And the children will play and they will learn through their hands-on games.
Each episode has two teams of kids from different socioeconomic and religious backgrounds from a variety of countries. They play together and learn about diversity and the rights they share to live safe, healthy lives. The program also provides a place for kids to talk about what they've learned.
It's okay to say how you feel. It's okay to talk about differences. And then it's okay to look at the other, not as the different other, the enemy. But it's okay to discover that you can be friends.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If you've never read the Bible from beginning to end and have always wanted to, this is for you. This month, Bibles for the World is offering the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year. It's a book that will help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.